Now, we spoke on Friday about the Berejiklian government's move to open a huge, huge startup hub in the CBD, apparently the largest in the Southern Hemisphere. I think it's important to have a look at the fact that we have a big startup culture in Sydney already, and there's been a lot of support behind getting those guys up and running. In fact, the City of Sydney and startup hub Haymarket HQ are helping Australian entrepreneurs launch and grow their businesses in Asia right now. A $20,000 city grant has been given to the Chinatown-based Haymarket HQ, and they're going to stage a program of events and online videos featuring successful entrepreneurs sharing their knowledge, experiences, and insights with other businesses. That knowledge share, many startup groups think, is the most important element of any kind of grouping. Now, Fran O'Brien is the Manager of Economic Strategy at the City of Sydney. She's involved with managing the grant, and she joins me. A very good morning to you, Fran.
Good morning, Nick.
How are you?
Very well.
Now, it's interesting that we've got this focus from here on the Asian market. Why is that so important to Australian entrepreneurs?
Well, Asia, and particularly China, is such a huge market for Australian entrepreneurs. In fact, any Australian businesses. It's our closest trading partner in terms of geographic location, but also our historical ties. I mean, we've been trading with China. Australia's been trading with China for over 100 years.
A very long time.
Yes, yes. And we know that, you know, China is also such a growth market. It's the largest market on the planet, just the sheer number of people and the rising middle class and the demand they have for knowledge and skills.
And that's interesting to me because that's where startup industries can play right into that demand as well.
Absolutely. I mean, by their very nature, startups and tech startups, they need to grow and scale very quickly. And China and Asia represent such huge markets, as I said. So it's just such a great opportunity right on our doorstep.
How did City of Sydney get involved with Haymarket HQ?
So Haymarket HQ came to us because the city has a number of specialised grant and sponsorship programs that are open to not-for-profits and others in the community who, you know, put together fantastic programs to support our business community. So Haymarket HQ came to us earlier in the year and said, look, we've got this startup hub space down in Chinatown where we want to share knowledge and expertise to help local startup companies and entrepreneurs break into an Asian market, gain an understanding of business culture in Asia, gain new connections, and really just open some doors for these local companies.
And you clearly saw that as a very sort of important element for Sydney.
Absolutely. And it aligns with so much of the work the city's been doing in this space for a while. So we've got an adopted economic development strategy, as many layers of government do. We have lots of strategies. That's great. But one of the key areas of the economy that we focused on is tech startups. And we developed an action plan in consultation with our local ecosystem and other stakeholders, including our universities and other levels of government, to say, well, what role can the city play in fostering this tech startup ecosystem we have here? We know in Sydney that the majority of Australian tech entrepreneurs are right here.
Yeah.
And so we've got a really important role to play in working with others to foster that.
And I think Sydney also has that traditional kind of alignment with the Asian markets as well.
Absolutely. I mean, we've got obviously a large proportion of our population that have Asian ancestry. In fact, I saw a stat yesterday that 12% of Australia's population has Asian ancestry. So that's coming out clearly in our latest census data.
Yeah.
And historical ties. Like I said, you know, some of our oldest trading partners.
And obviously you're looking at this as kind of a long-term benefit for City of Sydney all round.
Absolutely. And so whilst Haymarket HQ is, you know, a one-off $20,000 sponsorship that we've provided to run programs, we can see the benefit moving forward that as we continue to support these types of ventures, the connections grow, the opportunities grow, and it's about building up that entrepreneurial culture.
We talk about this kind of entrepreneurial startup spirit as being very essential to Australia. But I see so much of the support comes more from a state or even a local level rather than federal.
Oh, look, every layer of government is doing their part to support innovation and tech startups. I mean, the city has a unique role because we're really on the ground. You know, we have conversations every day with people in the community. Mm. So, you know, they talk to us about what the barriers are and what their needs are. And then obviously the city can play a role as a you know, a leading local government entity, to go and talk to our colleagues at the state and federal government level to say this is what the tech startup ecosystem is telling us.
So trickle it back down to those kind of bigger layers of government to say, no, this is actually working, this is important, and this is needed?
Absolutely. And look, the city, we're working very closely with our state government colleagues here, and you mentioned the announcement last week of the big startup space in Sydney that's being launched. And so, yeah, we're working very closely to make sure that what we're doing is actually complementary. We're not trying to double up on things.
And that's really good. And I imagine you've worked quite clearly with, with Haymarket HQ to make sure that what's being done is not just sort of, oh, here's some money, get, you know, what you need or anything like that, but actually what's going to make a long-term impact for their culture.
Absolutely. And looking at where the gaps are in the market, I mean, I think that's really important because there are so many great programs out there, but from time to time we will see there's a gap here. And if an opportunity comes up where the city can support something that will have a longer term benefit, and in this case that's what Haymarket HQ is doing, then, you know, we're absolutely happy to get support behind that.
Fran, I imagine the city is going to be keeping a fairly close eye on Haymarket HQ. Ooh, that was a hard one to say. And making, like, seeing what the impact's been to see where other grants can go and sort of what other, whether this turns into a more extensive kind of program?
Absolutely. And look, we've actually been supporting a number of different organisations over the last few years to run programs that support our tech startup ecosystem. So the city is a sponsor of Springboard Enterprises Australia. We're a sponsor of CBIT. We're a sponsor of the big startup festival that happens at the end of each calendar year. So we've been working in this space for a while. And Haymarket HQ, as I said, you know, they filled a particular gap. And Brad Chan and his group down there have been doing some good work for a while. And this was an opportunity to, I guess, help them, you know, produce another 8 seminars over the next year to provide some skills and knowledge to local entrepreneurs.
So very much a long-term view of Sydney as the smart city in all senses of the word.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, it's really important too to profile Sydney. So part of the working with Asian markets too is allowing Sydney to position itself as that place of innovation and entrepreneurship. So it's making sure that we're on the map in people's minds, that there's some great stuff happening in Sydney and that there are support networks and there's a strong entrepreneurial culture and people want to come down here and invest.
Think of us as a hub in your Asian region.
Absolutely, yes.
Fran O'Brien, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Nick.
Fran O'Brien is the Manager of Economic Strategy at the City of Sydney, talking about Haymarket HQ and the City of Sydney's support of their seminars and that kind of burgeoning startup culture in Sydney, looking focused at the Asian markets.